Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. We've been talking about transformation versus change. If transformation could be the norm, then spiritual transformation falls into place as an extension of where life has been going all along. Evolution is a fact. And I think I'm trying to convince you that the evolution of consciousness is also a fact. So what are emergent spiritual properties? Let's go over them one by one. First, clarity of awareness. The clearest awareness is simple awareness. What do I mean by that? It means awareness of what is without labeling it. Right now, just be aware wherever you are of what's around you. Don't label it. Be aware of the sensations in your body. Don't be labeling them comfortable, uncomfortable, tired, energetic. Just be aware of the sensations in your body. Be aware of sounds in the environment. Be aware of thoughts in your mind. And if you can do that, you have clarity. No muddled thinking, because all thinking is muddled. This clarity of awareness leads to something called inner knowingness. What is inner knowingness? It's the knowingness of existence, period, nothing more. You know you exist. You know there's something that you're looking at or hearing or seeing or feeling that exists. Knowingness is our most fundamental activity of awareness. And everything else is a story. Everything else is a human story. Animals and plants know where they're going. A plant knows it's going in the direction of sunlight and away from darkness. A plant knows how to reproduce itself. So do animals. Bacteria have an element of knowingness. They make antibodies to toxins. They reproduce themselves. But humans, when they have this knowingness, of course, create stories around them. But if you actually understood that knowingness and clarity of awareness are the most fundamental aspects of your being, that means of existence, then the third spiritual emergent property spontaneously arises. It's called reverence for life. Everything is sacred, which leads to the fourth emergent property of our spirit, absence of violence. Ahimsa, it's called. This absence of violence leads to ultimate fearlessness because you know that fundamental existence is not affected by situations, circumstances, people, or events. This leads to the next emergent property of our spirit, which is non-attachment. Non-attachment is not indifference. It just means you stop clinging, grasping, recoiling, which leads to the ultimate emergent property of our spirit, wholeness. We do not sacrifice wholeness for bits and pieces of experience. This is true transformation. And in my view, depends on the emergence of these properties as your personal experience. And what are these? Once again, clarity of awareness, knowingness, reverence for life, absence of violence, fearlessness, non-attachment, and wholeness. Let's pause here for today.